Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Master Gardeners here in Cass County this morning. In fact, specifically, I want to talk a little bit about a grant program that they have that a lot of folks have taken advantage of in the past, and they hope many more will here in the future. Judy Kennedy joins us here this morning. Judy is the chair of the committee that helps to facilitate that grant program. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate the chance to tell about it.
Talk a little bit about the grant itself. How long have you done this?
This will be our third season of doing these grants in Cass County. We did change the name 2 years ago to the David Williams Master Gardener Grant Program. Mm-hmm. But this first year we gave $1,500. Last year we had $3,000. We're back to $15 this year because we don't have quite as much funding. But we like to get it out throughout the county.
Very good. Well, have you spread it out throughout the county so far? Have you had some good projects completed?
Yes. We've had the city of Messina did some planting in town there. The city of Griswold did some planting in their medians. Anita used several places, and Anita did it at their wellness center. And then several in Atlantic itself.
So you're really trying to spread it all throughout the four corners of the county.
Yes, we are the Cass County Master Gardeners, and we like to spread it throughout the county.
Well, who can apply? Who is eligible for this grant program?
Anybody who is a nonprofit can apply for it. A person, a group, church, schools. We've done several, like down at the Outdoor Classroom down south of Messina. Anybody can apply for it that would like to, as long as they're a nonprofit.
Sure. What types of projects are eligible for something like this?
Landscaping, education, if they want to do perennials, annuals, all they have to do is tell us what they want to do, and then we will evaluate it and see what we can do to help them.
Now, I look here, and you have a grant application actually in your hands right now as we sit. It's one page long for anyone who is fearful of these long, tedious grant applications. It's one page long, and it's really name, rank, and serial number, and then just kind of a general description of what you're thinking.
Yeah, we don't want it to be complicated. We don't want it to be so hard that people are scared to apply for it. And it is very simple. We just ask what they want to do, what their goals are, where are they getting their funding? Do they have other funding that they're going to try to use? And how are they going to evaluate their project? And who will benefit?
Sure. Pretty simple, straightforward stuff. And they need to fill that out. They can pick these up at the Extension office?
Yes, they are available there or online at the Cass County Extension's website.
Okay. So they need to pick these up, fill them out, and then what's the deadline?
April 10th. They need to be in to me, either by mail or email. And my email and my address are on the application.
Okay. And then how long will it take before folks find out whether they were accepted for the grants?
We will probably have the decision made within a week. And as soon as I can get the checks from our treasurer, I will send a letter out to everybody.
So the goal is to get these projects going ASAP.
Yes. We want them out so that they can take advantage of it and use them as soon as they can.
Sure. Planting projects, landscaping projects, a lot of different types of outdoor type things. Do you have specific things you're looking for, or are you looking for just people to be active and creative?
Teamwork. We want people to do something for their community, for their church, for their school. We want that goal. We want, I guess too many of us were in 4-H. We like those goals.
Mm-hmm. What do the Master Gardeners get out of this? How do you guys benefit?
We feel like we're giving back to the community. The community's always been great to support us in any of our projects, mm-hmm. our plant sales, when we sell our switchgrass, and we can give back to our communities this way.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about the garden seminar that's coming up here, because you're going to be a part of that, I am certain, and you've been a Master Gardener now for how long?
8 years.
Are you one of the originals here in Cass County?
Oh no. There's some that have been for like 15, 20 years. We have several that are still active that have been for a long time.
Very good. Well, the program's been around a good long time. Why did you decide to first get involved in the Master Gardeners program?
I was just always interested in it, and I kind of hit a change in my life when I lost my dad, and I decided I'm going to do some of the things I wanted to, and I signed up and took the class.
What do you get out of being a Master Gardener?
It has been a learning experience every time I'm with my other Master Gardeners. I can give back to my community. I can share things that I've learned. Mm-hmm. And there's just a camaraderie between us. Some of us are become very, very close friends for this time being Master Gardeners.
Well, I'm sure you have a lot of common interests there when you sign up for something like that. But it's not just about signing up. You have to prove your worth, I guess, when it comes to the Master Gardener program.
Well, yes. You take the class, but then you have to give back. Mm-hmm. That play it forward type thing. Mm-hmm. We have to give 40 hours back after our first year, and then we're required to do 12 hours of volunteer each year after that. I think I average probably 60 hours giving back each year. I enjoy it. I enjoy sharing what I've learned or helping others.
Well, it is kind of fun to see that light bulb go on for some other folks, too, and then they may become master gardeners themselves. Who knows?
Yes. This last class, there was four people that we had just kind of been having help us with a few things, and they all took the class and are now master gardeners.
This garden seminar, it's just crazy. I mean, it's just gone bonkers. It's packed full. You get so many people that register. People need to register early to try to get those particular sessions that they really want. Has it surprised you how big this has become?
No, it's a great, everybody's always gets fired up. We have great speakers. We're very blessed with two leaders that lead us, get us good speakers. LaVon Eblen and Lori Reed just do an awesome job of planning everything. And it's always just a great day. It's y'all fired up, ready to go.
Well, it has to be. It's that time of the year where everybody gets fired up a little bit to get back outside and get going again. Do you ever come up with some interesting ideas from looking through some of these applications, too? Do you ever see some of these ideas that people have and think, well, gee whiz, that's kind of an interesting thought?
Oh, I guess I hadn't really thought about it that way. But, yeah, we've had some people talk about rain gardens. And so, yeah, that's something that I don't know a lot about, and it made me want to learn more.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's give a plug for the seminar that's coming up here real quick, too. It's coming up very fast. You need to get registered ASAP if you still want to get in and try to get some of those sessions that you're looking for. They are very popular. How do people do that?
They can go out to the Extension office or go online and get the applications and get them back to the Extension office. And I know some of the sessions are filling up.
Yeah. And when is the date?
March 22nd.
March 22nd. So you see it's very, very close here. You need to get after that. And again, also coming up very rapidly would be the deadline for the grant applications as well. So hopefully you've kind of been thinking about maybe what you want to do, your projects for this year. Hopefully you kind of have those formulated a little bit and have a budget put together. So you need to get after those grant applications.
Yes, I would really appreciate getting them before the 10th of April.
Chance to look through those a bit. So again, you can get those online or you can get them at the Cass County Extension office. One page, very simple application to fill out. Do that, and you'd be eligible for up to $300 worth of assistance to help out with whatever project you think will help make your corner of the world a little nicer looking this year. Well, Judy, good luck with that. We appreciate all that you guys do to brighten up Cass County, and we hope you have another good round of applications.
Well, thank you, Jim, and I appreciate the chance to share about Master Gardeners with you.